so sweet and so cold, and all this devotion I never knew at all, and the crashes are heaven for a sinner.
Everybody, you guys probably don't recognize my voice. I am not Mason, though. I do know him. He's great. Great set at Tempest, that DJ event. Mason, by the way, I want this on the recorded record. No, my name is Diego. I am, or DJ DDG on here, and I am subbing for Ox by Mason. So, very excited to sub. Love subbing. You might be wondering why I subbed at this hour, and the truth is I have my show Bread and Butter right after this. So he's 3 to 4, I'm 4 to 5, and I said, you know what, what's one extra hour? I get to play a bit more music. Big whoop, I have to sit, wake up a little earlier. And so my theme for my show today was god, I'm gonna sound cheesy, like love. Because you know, your girl doesn't have feelings, but you know, I like the feeling of having feelings, despite the fact that having a crush or anything sends me into a psychotic state, a form of psychosis. But I have a whole bunch of groups of songs and all of that. But before that, gotta say it. This is On Ox by Mason with DJ DDG. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So this first era, these first group of songs, is about that feeling of trying to get over someone, but you just can't, being unable to let go of them. And I think it applies in a lot of broad contexts. I think you can have been with someone and now you're no longer with them, but you still want to be. Someone you want but you can't have, or someone you want that doesn't want you back. And all those types of songs. So it's a lot about clinginess. And what is wrong with clinginess, you guys? Let's be real. If you want something, if you love something, what's the issue with wanting to keep it and have it and hold it? Unless, of course, they don't want you back. But we have songs for that too. So this next song is very much the vibe. It is Allergy Season by Rachel Jenkins.
I met you in the springtime. I was dying. Don't linger on it. the brain full of keepsakes. I can't focus when your name's like a notice from the bank. And allergy season has got me teasing.
Turn
your blocks in a cold sweat. Build yourself a citadel amid the foothills of regret. And though you've convinced yourself you're safe and sound within, the thing you fear the most never need get in. 'Cause you'll miss the sun, the warmth of another's embrace. You'll need room to run and something to chase. And that thing you feel will coax you out of that unholy place. 'Cause all you've ever wanted is an escape. Those of us who vow never to love again, to love again, are making liars out of honest men. It's not something that you put to bed. Hang your head and just forget. No love, don't know how to rest. No love, don't. A muscle with a rhythm all its own. It doesn't stop when you decide not to move on. The heart knows nothing of your love or of your loss. So life just keeps on ticking by.
So that was How to Rest by the Crane Wives. Just before that, you heard Does Not Heal by Samia. Both an artist and a band that I adore. Both songs that I fit in this theme of being unable to let go. How to Rest, just to get personal on the stream, well, the show for you guys. How to Rest was like my anthem when I had this huge crush on this guy my senior year. I had a crush on him freshman year. This is high school. Ignored him for 2 years because COVID, and then regained a crush on him senior year. Psychosis. I was losing it. But anyways, we're going to keep going. These last two, so with each section of like types of love songs that I'm going to be playing, these last few songs are always like, you know, there's something, they're the epitome of whatever the genre is. So these last two are what I would consider just like the perfect song. Like if I were to say, I want a song that represents how it feels to be unable to let go of someone, these would be the songs that I play. So first up, we have Christine by Lucy Dacus. Hope you guys enjoy.
Asleep on my shoulder in the back of your boyfriend's car. We're coming home from a sermon saying how bent on evil we are. I try to imagine what you're dreaming. You're muttering nonsense between steady breathing. I have to wake you up to get out. Your man waves from the end of the drive till I'm in the house. He can be nice sometimes. Other nights you admit he's not what you had in mind. All in all, nobody's perfect. There may be better, but you don't feel worth it. That's where we disagree.
Same amount.
You spent a week at my mother's house. And honest, I can tell you now, I love you more than my future spouse. And if you come to me when I've promised to commit, if you told me that you loved me and asked me for a kiss, well, I'd at least have to think about it.
So that was I'd Have to Think About It by Leith Ross. And before that, like I mentioned, it was Christine by Lucy Dacus. Don't you guys agree that those songs are like pretty much the epitome of being unable to get over someone? Like, Leith Ross cooked with that. So we're entering our next section, era, whatever you want to call it, of love songs. And this next section could get me sent to the local psych ward, Denver State. But it is songs about this kind of guttural and, like, nearly obsessive love. And before you all send me in cuffs to the paddy wagon, I want to be honest that there is something just deep and you're obsessive with liking someone, regardless. I was going to make this a statement about, like, how queer love is kind of, because it's been kind of ostracized and made fun of, it becomes this kind of guilty pleasure almost. But actually, I feel like my argument extends to all sorts of love. There's always just a want. And there's nothing wrong with a want. You can want someone, and you can want someone bad. But so these next songs are a bit more, you know, strange. You might listen to them and be like, this ain't a love song, girl. But I argue that it is. And luckily, this is my sub. And it's my show. So this next song is Vampire Empire by Big Thief. Hope you guys like it.
Yeah.
pastime. It's like trying to start a fire with matches in the snow, where you can't seem to hold me, can't seem to let me go. So I can't find surrender, and I can't keep control. You turn me inside out, and then you walk the outside in. You spin me all around.
If you are
So that was Western Nights by Ethel Kane. Just before that, like I said, Vampire Empire, Big Thief. The entire album that Western Nights comes off of, Preacher's Daughter, is A, one of the best albums I've ever heard, but B, a whole album about the complexities of loving someone who hurts you, but not being able to let them go, and a whole bunch of other themes of like religion and loss of innocence. It's an incredible album. Please, 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 please do it for me. Give it a listen. It's amazing. But now it is 3:30, and that means I get to do a lovely PSA. So here we go. This is the Fresh Fruits PSA. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots. B is for black cherries. C is for cantaloupe. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skin of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others, like bananas, come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So, if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. So, wow, that was a, that's just life-changing, you guys. I mean, really. But we're getting to the end of the obsessive love section, which I'm sure all of you are very happy because it's not the vibe. But this next song is the epitome, like I said. It's like what I would think of if you asked me. So this is Paper Bag by Fiona Apple.
I was staring at the sky, just looking for a star to pray on or wish on or something like that. I was having a sweet fix of a daydream of a boy whose reality I knew was a hopeless to be had. But then the dove of hope began its downward slope, and I believed for a moment that my chances were approaching to be grail, but as it came down near, so did a weary tear. I thought it was a bird, but it was just a paper bag. Hunger hurts, and I want them so bad. Oh, it kills, cause I know I'm a messy, don't wanna clean up. I got to focus, these hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving works. When it costs too much to love. And I went crazy again today, looking for a strand to climb, looking for a little hope. Baby said he couldn't stay, wouldn't put his lips to mine, and I failed to kiss as I failed to cope. I said, honey, I don't feel so good, don't feel justified. Come on, put a little love here in my voice. He said, it's all in your head. And I said, so's everything, but he didn't get it. I thought he was a man, but he was just a little boy. Hunger hurts, and I want him so bad. Oh, he kills, cause I know I'm a messy, don't want to clean. I got to focus, these hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving works when it goes. Too much to love, hunger hurts, but I want it so bad. Oh, it kills, cause I know I'm a mess that he don't wanna clean up. I got to fold because these hands are just too shaky. Starving works me when it costs too much to love. Hunger hurts, but I want them so bad.
So that was, like I said, Paper Bag by Fiona Apple. And we have officially exited, you guys, the obsessive love song era. Yay. But we get into a sadder era. So this next section of music is what I'm calling To Have Loved and Lost. And I call it that because of course, the very famous phrase is better to have loved and lost or never loved at all. And, you know, contemplate on your own. I'm not going to tell you what I think because I don't get paid enough to do that. But I'm going to play some songs that hopefully might tell you. And these next songs are just all about having lost whoever you love in whatever sense that is. And the songs go through multiple senses of loss. So hopefully I can find one and I've played one that relates to you in some way. Because that's what, you know, music is for. But it's really just about sitting with that loss. Knowing that, you know what? Yeah, it's gone. And that's obviously tough to do. I've had to do it. We've all had to do it. It's tough to do. But, you know, we have to learn how to do it. And so maybe these songs give you a way. So this next one is 4th of July by Sufjan Stevens. Hope you guys like it. It's pretty sad, but hope you guys like it anyways.
Tillamook burn or the 4th of July. draw the blinds, light every candle, slip off my pretty dress, down my chest, when I think of you every night, both lips on the mirror, it's ritualistic. Counting lipstick stains where you should be.
So that was Picture You by Chapel Roan. And to the listeners who have been here since the beginning, first of all, I love you guys. Your check will be arriving in the mail. But you know that my actual show, Bread and Butter, is right after this. And so I have to figure out a way to create a transition from this show to the next. And so if you've ever heard my show before, you know that at the end, we try to do what I'm going to call for now the discovery segment, where I just play either a song I've heard on TikTok, like a group I've heard on TikTok, and I say, okay, I want to listen to just a few more songs, or someone that I know I listen to, but it's an album I haven't listened to, and so I just scroll through my really big playlist, and I go to each artist, and I go, okay, blah, blah, blah. Ooh, I like this title, and I've never heard any of these songs. I mean, of course, I quality check, like, 2 seconds worth of the song to make sure, like, I'm messing with the vibe, but we're gonna have one of those songs right now. It is The Phantom by Alexander Savior. I haven't heard much of their work, but until about 2 minutes and 52 seconds from now, when we're on Bread and Butter, I will see you then. This has been, and this still is, On Aux by Mason with DJ DDG. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So I hope you guys enjoy Alexander Savior.
Mountain.
Good morning, everybody. I'm sure you all missed me for the whole 3 minutes that I was gone. For those of you just joining us for my show, I also love you, although I know you don't exist, but I love you anyways. What I'm saying is I was just doing a sub show for the hour before this, so the people who've been here for the long run, we've gotten tight. And so that was, I believe, The Phantom by, let me find it, The Phantom by Alexander Savior. I have never heard that song before, like I told you guys, and I thought that was very, very good. And so to buy some time until it's officially my show at 4 o'clock, I'll just talk about what I've been doing for the past hour. So my theme for this show was always going to be like bread and butter, was always going to be love, because I'm not even in my like feelings era. It's not like I have a crush that I'm obsessed with, because the people close to me know that I am capable of doing such a thing. And actually, I did just get over my last one. Everyone clap. Okay, thanks. I did just get over my last crush, and it took, I'm not going to say it took a lot of effort, but, like, you know, it wasn't easy. The guy was really attractive, and, like, I really messed with him. But it's okay. We live, we laugh, we love, we learn. And so right now, in my long playlist section of songs, we're in what I'm calling To Have Loved and Lost. So it's all about what it's like to